Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. You know that feeling when your inner critic starts chirping away like a gossipy bird? Yeah, we've all been there. It's that voice that whispers doubts, throws shade on your accomplishments, and makes you question everything, even if it's totally illogical. Today, we're diving headfirst into the messy world of negative self-talk and how to silence those nasty little voices for good. Because, let's be real, you deserve a break from the negativity. You deserve to feel confident, capable, and damn proud of yourself. This isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows, it's about recognizing that negative self-talk can seriously sabotage your happiness and success. And guess what? You have the power to change it. So, buckle up, buttercups. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those pesky thoughts. 1. Awareness is key. Ever heard the saying, you can't fix what you don't acknowledge? Well, that's totally true when it comes to negative self-talk. The first step is becoming aware of those inner critic rants. Start paying attention to your thoughts throughout the day. When do they pop up? What triggers them? Are they based on facts or feelings? Just noticing them creates a space between you and those negative voices, giving you a chance to respond instead of reacting automatically. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified those negative thought patterns, it's time to question their validity. Seriously, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Would I say this to my best friend? Most of the time, those harsh inner voices are just a bunch of unfounded opinions disguised as facts. 3. Reframe your narrative. Think of your mind like a powerful movie projector. It's constantly showing you scenes based on the script you feed it. Instead of letting that negative script run on repeat, rewrite it. Replace those critical thoughts with positive affirmations and empowering statements. Even if it feels a little cheesy at first, repeating those affirmations can actually rewire your brain to think more positively about yourself. 4. Practice self-compassion. Listen, you're human. It's okay to have moments of doubt or insecurity. Instead of beating yourself up for those imperfections, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and setbacks are simply opportunities to learn and grow. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you are who you surround yourself with. Well, it's true. Spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and celebrate your wins. Limit your exposure to negativity, whether it comes from toxic relationships or endless doomscrolling on social media. Ever had a day where you just felt totally beat down by those negative thoughts? Maybe you were prepping for a big presentation, or trying out for something that really mattered to you. And suddenly, that inner critic kicks in, whispering doubts and fears in your ear. You start questioning your abilities, second-guessing yourself, and feeling like giving up before even starting. I remember one time I was invited to speak at a conference, and I was super excited. But as the day got closer, those negative thoughts started creeping in. What if you mess up? What if people think you're not qualified? My stomach was churning with anxiety. But then, I remembered what my mentor always told me. Fake it till you make it. So, I channeled all that nervous energy into preparation. I practiced my speech until I felt confident and comfortable. And guess what? The day came, and the presentation went amazing. The audience was engaged, they asked great questions, and I even received some positive feedback afterwards. The point is, we've all been there, those moments where negative self-talk threatens to derail our dreams. But with awareness, a willingness to challenge those thoughts, and a whole lot of self-compassion, you can silence that inner critic and unleash your full potential. So remember, today's takeaway. You are capable, you are worthy, and you have the power to rewrite your own narrative. Don't let those negative voices dictate your life. Take control, embrace your awesomeness, and go out there and make things happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love. And if you found this helpful, leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright, ladies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.